Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see your heart as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, allowing the light to spread, removing all heavy, negative, and dark energies, and increasing joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it spreads in all directions throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing for each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs to be filled with healing energies, carrying this light to every extremity of your body. And now see the light as it continues to move in all directions, up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips. Allow for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into the cheeks, the ears, the nose, the eyes, the forehead, and moving up into the crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it continues to flow down into the diaphragm and the stomach, activating healing within these organs of digestion and deep breaths. Continue to see the light as it now moves into the small intestine and large, bringing healing energies into these organs of digestion, allowing for the assimilation of your light energies and your nutrients. And now see the light as it flows into the kidneys, liver, the gallbladder, spleen, pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, your sex organs, allowing for renewal of these organs of release and regeneration, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the silver cords as they move from the bottom of your feet, turning into deep energy lines that go into Mother Earth, grounding you, securing you to the earth, allowing you to be rooted and stable, clearing any excess energy and allowing it to flow through these silver cords to be used and regenerated, repurposed by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light within your body growing brighter and brighter as you are now connected from your crown up to your higher self and down into the earth, planting yourself, grounding, reconnecting with Mother Earth. Continue to see this light as it grows from within you and now moves outside of you through the pores in your body. And you are now surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect balance, allowing you to become a magnet for all that is good, all that is desired, bringing forth your greatest dreams, your greatest desires, attracting you to abundance, peace, love, joy, and happiness. And now see this light as it continues to spread throughout the room, the space that you are in, completely filling the space with healing energies to bless all those who come in contact with it. And now move through the walls, the ceiling, the floor, wherever you are, allow the light to penetrate past these barriers, to move out into your greater environment. Continue to see the light as it spreads throughout your village, your city, your town, until your entire space, the country in which you live in, is filled with light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now spreads throughout the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, completely encompassing the surface, the water, moving up into the air and the atmosphere that we breathe, completely surrounding and filling the earth with healing light energy and allowing each and every one of us that are brothers and sisters of the light, the family of light, to be joined in this love energy, in this healing force, to be reminded that we are one being having a myriad of experiences. And now see this light as it moves out beyond the earth, out into the atmosphere that surrounds the earth, moving out, feeling the galaxy, completely encompassing all the planets with love, light, energy, allowing for us to be reconnected as one being through our light, through our consciousness. And now see this light as it passes all barriers, moving beyond the universe into the multiverse, connecting with our greater selves, our greater light family, to every extremity of the multiverse. We are now connected. We are one. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it encompasses all beings, all life, wherever we are, bringing us together in oneness and strength and love in every dimension, time, space, and reality. We are protected by our light. We are increased by our light. And we are one with the light. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Now we will continue our discussion on tuning the harmonic body. This is going to be a very deep show today. So you might want to grab a pen and paper to take some notes. And after that, we will move into Native Earth astrology and discuss the dear people. Now, let me share this with you quickly before we move on today with our show. This is a re-recording. We had our live show on Friday, and that went off very well. Beautiful show. Amazing show. But at the end, our engineers told us that it didn't get recorded. So now we're re-recording it so the dear people get two shows. They're so special. So our topic today is tuning the harmonic body. And in order to bring the body into harmony, we must first bring the sound within us into harmony. Now, last week we spoke about our hearts and how heart coherence was essential to creating good health. This is absolutely true. And we'll go deeper into why the heart is so important for your health. The heart is the driving force, if you will, that keeps you alive. The beat of your heart resonates throughout your body and your astral bodies. This beat determines the health of all of your organs. Now, it may appear that we are looking at the physical level of your being because we are discussing the heart and the organs in your body. But I want to stress a very deep point here. Your physical body, including your heart, are the result of the sound that is you. Now, we can give this sound a bunch of different names, like the soul, the spirit, the essence, and so on. But no matter what name we give it, it manifests as sound. So your organs are a product of your sound. Your heart is the master of all your organs. It is the first organ to be created in the embryonic stages of development, of you in the womb of your mother. The heart begins to beat about 22 days after conception. No one knows why except the masters, the ancients, and the sages. Not any scientist or anyone in our modern medical field. That continues to be a mystery. They call it the mystery of life because they don't know why cells that have come from a drop of blood begins to create a life form. And the first thing it creates is a heart. And then that heart just starts beating all by itself. The ancients and the masters teach us that the heart begins to beat because of sound. In this case, it is the mother's heartbeat, the sound of the mother's heartbeat, that resonates with the cells of this new life forming in her womb. Now, we can go into why the mother should be in a peaceful state while she is pregnant. Because whatever emotional state she is in will determine the health and the behaviors of the baby forming in her womb. So it is very important for the mother when she is carrying a child to be in a very peaceful, stable, loving heart, mind, and body. Because she is forming a child in her womb, and the energy that she is feeling within her body, the thoughts she is thinking in her mind, are all being shared with this life that is forming. And it is creating through sound this body and connecting with the energy of the being that will soon be a child to the mother. So all of this is part of the creation of this life that is forming. And so in order to have a very healthy baby, you need to have healthy mindset. And of course, you need to take care of your body and what you eat and things of that nature. But for the mental health and also the physical health of that baby, the mother needs to be in a joyful space at all times. And that means that maybe the environment could be challenging at times for her to be in. But as a woman, you need to be conscious of this so that you continue to hold yourself in the highest vibrations when you're carrying that life form with the intention of bringing in the highest divine being possible that can manifest through you. These are very important things to remember. Now, the heartbeat is the sound that is forming the physical parts of you as well. And those parts we call organs. But what is determining the beat of the heart? That is not physical. That is energetic and spiritual energy. So in order for your heart to be in coherence, which means in a state of peace and harmony, then your spirit, which includes your thoughts, mind, and emotions, need to be in harmony. Any distress is picked up by your heart. This is why when you take someone's blood pressure, you want them to be still and in a peaceful state so that it will not affect the blood pressure when you take it. Because all of the stress and movement and high energy is mirrored in the heartbeat. And so you want people just to relax, have a seat, just to get calm before you take their blood pressure. Now, the heart will tell you what is going on with the spirit, because it is the direct link to the spirit of that person, that individual, that being. And not only through taking the blood pressure of a person, but many different tests you can do to measure the energy of the heart. And of course, that is the doorway in which you came through, is through your heart. That is why it's the first organ to be created in the embryonic form, because your spirit is connected to that. Spirit says, we are our heart. We are our heart. So the energy of your heart determines the quality of your spirit. And this is why the ancient Egyptians weighed the heart. They said that when you crossed over from this world into the next, your heart would be weighed. And that would determine if you went to the higher realms or if you went back into the lower realms so that you can continue to learn and grow if that was needed. But your heart is the key to this. So when you are in a distressed state, it is picked up by the heart. Then the heart begins to beat incoherently. This is the first place that you can measure this from the unseen to the seen, from the thought to the physical. So the unseen, the energy is manifesting the seen. This is why our modern day science has no answers to many questions of the spirit. They cannot measure it with any instruments. But our message today is about sound. And in order for you to bring your body into harmony, your health into harmony, you must change the sound that is within you. You must bring your thoughts and your emotions into a harmonic state. This is what begins to change the sound that is within you. Now, because each thought you have has a tone or frequency of its own, then know that they do not stay within your head. They move out from you and begin to attract to you through the law of attraction. Your thoughts are electromagnetic energy. And depending on how strong you are, meaning energetically within you, your body needs to be free of toxins, your physical body needs to be toned and strong and healthy, because you are like a conduit, a wire. If you think about a 220 line, a 110 line, if you're here in the United States and we go by these measurements of voltage, the 220 line, a whole lot more energy is going to flow through that line. And you need to put a special 220 line in your home if you have large electrical appliances, like a dryer or air conditioner that you're plugging in. But the 110 line is sufficient for everyday use for all of your smaller appliances. Now, your body is going through a transformation process, and you need to carry the energy of that 220 line, but you are at a 110. So you need to move up an octave in your energy. And that means that you must go through a purification process of clearing the body so that you can carry higher voltage, higher levels of frequency can move through you. And that not only means that you need to be working on your physical body for removing toxins, but you need to be clearing the thoughts, the negative thinking, the negative behaviors of your mind as well. Because all of these things play a part in who you are becoming. Every thought you have is a certain frequency, a certain tone. And that sound is moving not only outside of you, but within the body. Every cell in your body is listening to you. And through the beat of your heart, through the synchronicity, the energy of your heart, your organs, your cells, your tissues are being formed. So what's so important is that your thoughts are of a higher nature, and love is the highest frequency. And of course, there's different octaves of love. But this is our goal, is to become people who resonate with the energy of love, the harmony of love. And this will mirror in your body. So that when those frequencies move through the body, the vibrations of your thought, they're creating healthy organs, healthy tissues, healthy cells, healthy blood. And when they radiate out from you, they are drawing to you on that higher level as well, bringing you good things desired in your life. So the energy in motion we call emotion. Those are your feelings. The way you feel is energy in motion. And this is what brings about the movement of energy throughout the body, is how you feel. And your thoughts are determining how you will feel. Feeling is a consequence of thinking. And this is why you need to be thinking higher thoughts, so that your emotions are high vibrating and you stay in a level of peace and joy. And of course, we all go through things on a daily level that will challenge that. But the more that you practice that, the state of forgiveness, the state of love, the state of being centered and grounded, the less you will experience negative emotions. And when you do experience a negative emotion, it moves very quickly through. It doesn't stick with you. And we're not suggesting to you that you stuff down things that bother you or you ignore them. I'm suggesting to you to deal with it very quickly, but in a loving way, an understanding way, and release it. Don't hold on to negativity, because it will affect your physical body, your mental body, your life as a whole. Okay. So this is why manifesting thoughts of higher natures are so important for you to begin to create a healthy, harmonic body. We're going into how we can do this in our everyday life to help ourselves to be very healthy, very happy, and to bring about a higher vibration on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So we practice the internal light meditation daily. This will assist us in that process. Also, we create healthy habits. We change our diets so that we have a healthier vibrating diet with good live foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, and lots of clean air, fresh water, clean water, high vibrating energies we're bringing into our body. So now these things, once you take them into your body, will begin to help you produce a healing sound within your mind and your body. I'm going to give you a few numbers that I want you to meditate on. Your mind is magical, and simply by having the intention to heal yourself and to bring yourself into harmony, into balance, you will do it. While meditating on these numbers, you will begin to feel your body getting healthier and stronger each and every day. So I suggest just a few minutes for each one. No more than 4 minutes is necessary for you to hold the intention to heal yourself. But these are very powerful tools for you to begin to use in your life to help yourself. So just focus on the number and hold the intention of healing yourself in your mind and watch the magic work. Now, the measurement of hertz that we are using is the unit measurement for frequency, which equals the number of cycles per second. These frequencies were discovered by Barbara Hero of the International Lamdama Research Institute. She is the one who discovered these frequencies for healthy human tissue, and her research has been verified and confirmed by many other scientists around the world. The International Lamdama Research Institute is available to everyone. They have many of her books available for you for free, and you can study and see all of the amazing work that this lady left us. Amazing, amazing mind she had. And she studied ancient knowledge of sound, and this is how she came about with this information through her practice and through her research. So now I want to share with you your blood. Your blood is 321.9 hertz. This is healthy human blood. Just focus on that number in your mind, 321.9, and have the intention of healing your blood. The next one is your kidneys. Your kidneys is 319.88, 319.88 hertz. Your liver is 317.83. That's 317.83 hertz. Your gallbladder is 164.3 hertz. Your lungs is 220 hertz. Your pancreas is 117.3 hertz. And that's 117.3. The colon is 176 hertz. Your intestines are 281 hertz. And your stomach is 110 hertz. Now, I suggest starting with these 9 because they are some of the most important of our organs for us to begin healing and bringing back into balance. Again, just focus a few minutes every day on this and you will see the magic begin. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Dear People. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now, let's begin to look at the people who were born between May 21st and June 20th. These people belong to the Butterfly Clan, and by entering the sacred hoop of life at this time, this initiated them into the air element, and they are called Deer People. This is Native Earth Astrology. These people were born under what is known as the Corn Planting Moon. Moss Agate is their mineral totem, Yarrow is their plant totem, and the Deer is their animal totem. So now let's dive deeper into the Deer People to discover the powers and the magic they hold within them. Let's begin with their mineral totem, Moss Agate. This stone is a fibrous form of chalcedony or cryptocrystalline quartz. The bands of color in the stone are distributed in such a way that it looks like it contains moss within it. Scientific analysis has shown that the markings are really manganese oxide, iron, or other minerals. The most common form of moss agate is translucent white quartz with green-looking moss within it, or a whitish or bluish quartz with a black-looking moss. These agates are found throughout North America and around the world. They are most commonly found in riverbeds or streams. Moss agate is a healing stone. It is said to encourage tranquility and emotional balance. It is the perfect stone for those who experience strong aggression or bouts of anger. You can carry this stone in your pocket to receive the healing effects. In ancient times, this stone has been known to be the link between the mineral and plant kingdom. It was believed to assist the owner to have a deeper understanding of both mineral and plant worlds. The ancients also believed that it had the power to bring rain, to remove thirst, and it held a great benefit for the eyes, to help you see more clearly. Other healing qualities of this stone will help you alleviate stress and anxiety, improve digestion and circulation, and boost the immune system. It also has anti-inflammatory properties and is believed to attract abundance and wealth, as well as improve your self-esteem. This stone can help you develop inner strength and the ability to get along with others. These are just a few of the benefits of using moss agate. Deer people, like their mineral, have a connection to plants and minerals. They have a keen ability to use plants and stones to decorate with, to create a healing space indoors or out. They are gifted people who have many talents that can make them excel in just about any field they choose. These people, like moss agate, are beneficial to the eyes of those around them. They love beauty, and they like to make their environments beautiful. They have the ability to create things out of the very ordinary materials, and no matter where they are, they will transform any space into a beautiful and positive environment. Deer people, like their mineral, have the ability to lift the spirits of those around them. They are intuitive and know how to connect to the deeper unseen parts of a person. They make great counselors and motivational speakers. The plant totem of the deer people is Yarrow. This plant is beautiful and found in many different places in the world. The Europeans call it Achillea millifolium, after Achilles from Greek history, who discovered the medicinal value of this plant for the Greeks. The Ojibwa people called Yarrow the herb of the dawn or herb of the east wind. The entire plant can be used medicinally. Native people in North America have used it as a tonic for those who were run down and who experienced issues with their digestive tracts. Yarrow will keep up your strength while cleansing your blood. It will open your pores so you can eliminate toxins through the skin. Yarrow will soothe your mucous membranes, and this makes it good for colds and flu. If you take it as a tea, or in capsule form when cold symptoms first appear. It can knock out the symptoms overnight. Yarrow will act as a diuretic if you have extra water in the body, but it will not have this effect if you don't. It will help in pregnancy and at birth to prevent hemorrhage. Externally, yarrow can be used for bug bites and itching. It acts as an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. Yarrow is helpful to relax the smooth muscles in the intestine and uterus, which can relieve stomach and menstrual cramps. This herb is priceless and should be kept in the home for emergency use. Yarrow is a medicinal herb and should not be taken every day, only as needed. It is not an aromatic herb like lavender or chamomile that you can drink every day as a tea. Yarrow cleanses the blood, and so this is why you cannot drink it daily. This makes it a medicinal herb, which should only be used as needed. Deer people, like their plant totem, are extremely valuable. They can have a cleansing and healing effect on the people around them, as well as their environment. Deer people are natural soothers. They can heal the hearts and minds of those in distress. They have the innate gift for tuning into people's needs. They're special gifts for helping and clearing energies that are no longer useful, aid others in a holistic way. They can heal the eyes of people to help them see more clearly the beauty within their own lives. This also works to help others see how to heal their own lives and the world around them. One thing deer people have to watch for is getting caught up in other people's problems so much that they stop being able to see what needs to be healed in their own lives. Deer people, you must remain in balance when helping others. Protect your energy from absorbing the energy of those you help, and yarrow is good for this. Because deer people truly love humanity and want to help them, this makes them susceptible to taking on negative energy. So you need to cleanse your energy often, and your plant and mineral totem will help you do that. Now, being of the butterfly clan increases the tendency for you to jump around, and so you need to stay grounded. And by working with stones like moss agate, this will help you stay grounded. All butterfly clan people, which includes the raven and otter people, have to remember to ground often. Being of the air element can cause you to move too quickly for others and also sometimes for yourself. You don't want to become a person who never finishes things because you're so busy moving to the next thing that catches your fancy. We all have to stay focused and grounded, and our specific mineral totems can help us do that. Because of the moon you were born under, dear people, the corn planting moon, this makes you more grounded than the other members of your butterfly clan. This allows you to connect to the illumination of the east wind with ease. And the east wind is the winds of the awakening. And so you are naturally connected to this east wind, and the illumination of the awakening energy is naturally found within you, dear people. So now for your animal totem, the deer. This is a very sensitive, graceful, and alert creature who brings beauty and joy to all who see them. In the United States, we have three different species of deer. We have the mule deer, the white-tailed deer, and the black-tailed deer. Each tends to inhabit a separate area. The mule deer lives in all the western states and in Canada. These are typically the largest deer, and they have ears that resemble mule's ears, thus their name. The white-tailed deer mainly live in the eastern states, but can also be found in California and the upper west coast, as they were transplanted there. And the black-tailed deer live in the Cascades and the Sierra Nevada region. These deer have a preference for forested areas. Deer live in herds or small groups with others of their own sex, except during mating season. During this time, bucks, the male deer, have one thing on their mind. But deer don't attract harems, unlike their cousin the elk. They simply bound from one female doe to the next. And you will find this tendency within the deer people, especially the males. They find it hard to settle down to one female. This is not so much so with the female deer people. During the mating season, you will see that bucks that were great friends during the year will turn into enemies over a doe. The bucks at this point have grown large antlers that will fall off in January or February. Now, you will also see this tendency in the deer males to be competitive over females. So, if you have a deer friend and you know they are looking at a female, interested in a female, then I suggest that you stay far away from the female if you want to remain friends, because this will cause you to lose your dear friend, especially in the males. So now, a thought that the Native Americans had about the bucks losing their antlers in the beginning of the year is so that they would not disturb the does and the baby fawns. Because when the bucks have their antlers, they're very feisty, full of energy, very active, and they would disturb the does and the baby fawns. But when they lose their antlers, they are weakened. But of course, they will regrow them before mating season in the fall. But while the antlers are growing, they are soft and in what is called the velvet stage. At this point, the bucks have to be very careful, because the antlers are full of blood and very delicate. This growth process actually saps them of their physical energy and vitality. But once a full set of antlers has grown, they are very strong and ready to mate. And most combats with bucks are not fatal unless their antlers get locked, and then they both will die of starvation. So when the babies, the fawns, are born in the spring, there are usually two and sometimes three born to a doe. This can cause overpopulation very quickly. And deer herds are usually led by an older doe through the winter. When the winters are lean and there is not enough leaves, roots, buds, grass to feed the herd, then some deer will die off. And the other issues for deer are cougars, bobcats, bears, coyotes, dogs, and humans, along with forest fires. They say that more than 400,000 deer are killed annually on highways and by their natural predators. Cougar people must be conscious of their desire to go after deer people, because it is a natural instinct. Their energy is naturally opposed to deer people. And sometimes cougar people will not understand why they feel that way about someone. But if you find out that they're a deer person, then this will help you understand why. So like their totem, deer people are precious. They are sensitive, graceful, and alert. They are by nature very intuitive, and this helps them sniff out danger. They can easily pick up the feelings of the other people around them. Deer people have a need for beauty to be around them, and this need is real. It runs deep. They love to surround themselves with nature. Deer people, especially the women, will love plants in their home. The indoors will look like the outdoors, because it would be full of plants and, and stones and crystals and things of that nature. They just know how to decorate with stones and plants, and it's just beautiful. So deer people in general love beautiful scenery, and they prefer to either live in the mountains or to be near the mountains. They love beautiful people to be around them as well. And this means within and without, because they are not superficial people. They do feel the hearts of the people that are around them. Deer people want to bring joy and healing to all those they touch. They truly understand that joy is necessary in order for people to appreciate the beauty of life. And deer people are very clever, resourceful, and creative. They are often artists of some kind. They know how to make something beautiful out of the most simple materials, both on a physical and non-physical plane. Bringing forth beauty however they choose to do it brings a real sense of fulfillment to their souls. Sometimes this will manifest in very unique ways, perhaps through culinary works of art, writing, creative healing, herbal medicines, or working with stones, and even working with sound, because deer people are masters with words. Whatever way deer people bring forth their beauty to the world, it will be perfect for them. Deer people have the ability to draw beauty out of the people around them. They always see the best in people and know how to reflect that beauty back to them. They have very big hearts and lots of love for people. They truly want to help humanity. And so the downfall of deer people is that sometimes you can be so involved in wanting to help someone else that you forget about yourself. And that is a big downfall for deer people, because the hearts are always so big. Whenever you have anyone whose heart is so big and they want to help others, the thing you have to remember is that you don't forget about yourself and your life. Keeping yourself in balance and in a place where you're not absorbing other people's negativity, this is extremely important for you, dear people. Another thing about dear people is that you can see the good of someone else, so much so that you overlook the danger that they bring to you. And what I mean by that is, it could be a business partner, it could be a lover, it could be a friend, it could be a coworker, it could be anyone. But you want so much so to see the good in a person that you overlook who they are showing you they are. And so that's one thing that dear people need to be conscious and aware of, is that even though you want to see the best in people, which is always great, this is a wonderful thing, but you also have to believe that the person is who they keep showing you they are. And sometimes that is the hardest part. So because you have a big heart, you will overlook the faults of others. And that could get you in trouble. That could get you in some situations that you could have avoided if you would have paid attention to your intuition much earlier. And so that is not to say that you cannot continue to love people and want to help people, but that is to say that you need to be aware when you feel something is not right. So just listen. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to the guidance that you are so connected to. Another thing about dear people is that because you have all of these natural enemies, and you need to look at that very deeply in your life, it's not that you have all these natural enemies because you are a bad person and out there doing things to people, bringing harm to others. You have a lot of natural enemies because you are such a good person. And a lot of people take your kindness for weakness. You have to be conscious and aware that you could be surrounded by people who truly don't have your best in their heart for you. So Really, really think about that. Think about who you have around you and think about how they truly treat you. Do they love you? You need to be surrounding yourself with people that love you. That is what dear people need to do. They need to really be conscious and aware of that because you will also see that translated in your life. Another thing I want to point out is for the dear people that are males. Don't mess up or wreck a very good relationship over a female. That's something that dear people have a tendency of doing, the males especially. So don't get into big fights over someone that, you know, you have a fancy for and you lose a great friendship you've had for life because you can do that. Other than that, I would suggest that dear people truly connect to your plant totem, your yarrow, and to your mineral totem, your agate, your moss agate. These will help you to find your balance, to reclaim your power, your strength, to get in your center, to not hold negativity within you. Because sometimes just finding out that people have gone behind your back, said something, done something to you, which dear people can really have a problem with jealousy, people being very jealous of them. Don't allow that energy to turn you into somebody that you're not. So your moss agate will really help you to dissolve those negative energies that could be created from that. And keeping you in that beautiful place of emotional balance and tranquility, because that is what you're known for. So just stay strong. Don't let others pull your energy down. Continue to be the beautiful people that you are and bring your medicine to the world because you do help people see the beauty that truly is here and all around them. You are here to help humanity awaken to the beauty that is within them. I truly, truly appreciate you listening today and taking the time to be a part of this incredible show. I love bringing you all this information, and I pray that you are enjoying this. I have found great enjoyment in bringing this information to you in this way. I want to thank you for joining me. Please tune in next week to find out about the Flicker people, born between June 21st and July 22nd. They belong to the Frog Elemental Clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.